Arizona's stay of implementation.
The feds go to court and get an injunction against SB 1070.
The federal government got relief from the courts to do their job.
It's like saying that little small fix, you can't do that. Then you got to give us the big fix. Otherwise, all you're doing is complaining.
Reaction on both sides. Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer and immigration reform activist Congressman Luis Gutierrez are frustrated.
The courts hit the pause button on Arizona's immigration law. Question, will the federal government ever get off square one on immigration policy?
States' rights and big fixes. Here come the judges on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We've been raising Arizona all morning, and the reactions are all over the map on the 1070 injunction yesterday. Will it go to the Supreme Court? We'll find out. It's Thursday, July 29th.
Was Raising Arizona a book first?
That's a good question.
Because we're going to be talking about the Coen Brothers movies. We're going to be talking about, we'll be talking about Arizona a lot, but also movies that were books. But first, let's check the top news this morning. Opponents of Arizona's new immigration law won a battle yesterday, but as day laborer Pablo Alvarez knows, the legal war will continue.
This is a halfway through victory. It's only a temporary injunction. It doesn't mean that we've won.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer agrees.
We knew regardless of what happened, one side or the other side was going to appeal. So this begins the process. This is an injunction.
Governor Brewer says the next step comes today when the state appeals the decision to a federal court in San Francisco. In the meantime, she points out that parts of the law took effect at midnight.
The ban on sanctuary cities is still in order. Picking up day laborers is still intact. And the section regarding the unauthorized employee of illegal immigrants is still in line.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells The Takeaway there will be a legal ripple effect.
I think what it does, it stops the law from spreading because any state would have to slow down and think about this. But it doesn't solve the problem.
Several states were considering bills with the same measures.
And this legal battle is far from over. Where is it headed? That's the real question. We're joined now by Carissa Hessick, Associate Professor of Law at Arizona State University. Good morning, Carissa.
Hi.
So, Professor, is this headed to the Supreme Court?
You know, that's such a difficult prediction to make. The U.S. Supreme Court takes so few cases, even though it's a case that seems very important. There's a chance something more important may come up, and they just won't take it.
The district court seems to have deliberately provoked a very broad issue here, which makes it more likely to go to the Supreme Court, wouldn't you say?
I don't think that her ruling was nearly as broad as it could have been. The Justice Department made arguments about specific sections and also said more generally that they didn't want the law to be enforced. And she actually only ruled on specific sections, saying that she wasn't going to strike down those other sections.
All right. Well, we're going to get into the details in just a moment. Carissa Hessick, professor at Arizona State University, will be back with you in just a moment.
Our top spill story this morning is not from the Gulf of Mexico. Federal officials now say more than 1 million gallons of oil may have spilled into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan. Cleanup workers are trying to stop the oil from reaching Lake Michigan, which is 80 miles downstream. And meanwhile, in the Gulf, BP engineers are back to work drilling a relief well this morning. Also, ethics charges against New York Congressman Charlie Rangel will be announced publicly today by a House Ethics Committee.
The Associated Press finds economists gloomier about the economy than they were 3 months ago. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, but futures are up on Wall Street despite the AP report on economists. Dow gets underway at 10,497. The S&P opens at 1,106, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,264. This morning, we're continuing a conversation we started yesterday. When is a movie better than the book it's based on? And just generally talk about books that have become movies. Was it a good idea or a bad one? Call us with your own at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll talk later this hour. Make a movie deal with us, won't you?
More about the legal battle over Arizona's immigration law is coming up in a moment.